B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Back to school in Woburn. Alewife Station closed indefinitely. New Powerball jackpot and Beehive Rejoice. Music's biggest night belonged to Beyonce. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Lizzo breaks the internet with a picture. The Grammys celebrate hip-hop. And Chris Brown throws a tantrum after his Grammy loss.
Leroy has your sports.
A different approach to celebrating the best of the best in sports, plus a former Celtic might be the most frustrating athlete in sports today.
But first, back to school in Woburn. After a tentative contract agreement was reached for teachers and paraprofessionals, teachers will get a 13.75% increase over 4 years, and paras will get a 40% increase over 4 years. Alewife T Station closed indefinitely after a car crash on the top deck of the parking garage. Shuttle bus service is in place between Alewife and Davis stations. No Powerball winner over the weekend, and the jackpot is now worth an estimated $747 million. And the next drawing is tonight. And music's biggest night, the Grammys were last night, and it was Beyonce's night. She was late because of traffic, but finally got there and now holds the record for the most Grammys won ever with 33.
We are witnessing history tonight, breaking the record for the most Grammy wins of all time.
All time.
Be upstanding and show your respect. It's Renaissance, Beyonce.
Thank you so much. I'm trying not to be too emotional, and I'm trying to just receive this night. I want to thank God for protecting me. Thank you, God. I'd like to thank my Uncle Johnny, who's not here, but he's here in spirit.
Someone told, I bet you she was on her way to being on time for the Grammys, and she got wind that she was going to set the record, and she said, turn the car around, I need to change. She probably went to like glam herself up even more than
you
she
think
was.
She didn't already.
Yeah.
Nah, there's a different type though. When you're going to be historic,
there's
a different type.
Absolutely not.
It's different. And Jay-Z had to talk her out of speaking in third person. She was going to be like, "And today, Beyonce is the greatest of all time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much."
Well, she also thanked her family, the queer community, for their love and for inventing the genre that influenced Renaissance. She also won Best R&B Song for Cuff It, Best Dance Electronic Record for Break My Soul, Best Traditional R&B Performance for Plastic Off the Sofa, and of course, Dance Electronic Album for Renaissance. Album of the Year went to Harry Styles for Harry's House. And a lot of people were upset that Beyonce did not win. And
it's a great album.
Check out the reactions to Beyonce losing it on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. Record of the Year went to my girl Lizzo for About Damn Time. Best Rap Album went to Kendrick Lamar for Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. He also won Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song. You can check out all the winners, the photo galleries, and more on Hot96.9Boston.com. And we also have one on the Get Up Crew page.
I put together a list of artists that you'll be shocked to learn have never won a Grammy. Mm. And some of the artists on this list, you're like, how the hell did this artist not win a Grammy?
Positive K, is he on the list?
Positive K is not. Snoop is, with 16 nominations and not one win.
Well, Snoop's not that good.
Ever.
What about J.J. Fadd? Are they on the list?
J.J. Fadd is not on the list. No. Nope.
Say, I got a question. Record of the Year is for a song or for the whole shebang?
Record of the Year is for a song, but it's
the artist.
Like, so Song of the Year is for the songwriter.
Okay.
Record of the Year is for the artist, and then like the producers, composers, and all this stuff. Yes. So it is one song.
Like,
yes.
Like a collaboration type of thing for record, and song is just for like whoever wrote it.
Song is for songwriter.
Yeah.
Record goes to the artist, and then other people who helped create it. But
that's
the artist
confusing.
Is.
I always get confused with that.
I mean, I'm sure there's. I'm not describing it completely correct.
Which would you rather? Which is like a bigger one to win if you had to choose between one or two? If you're like Lizzo, would you rather win Song of the Year or Record of the Year? I guess that's my question. Which is bigger? Like in the sports hierarchy.
I think
they're
both considered, because they consider four main categories as being the biggest ones.
Yeah. Because album of the year would be the equivalent of winning the Super Bowl, I would imagine. And the other ones are more like stats, player of the year, things like that?
I don't know. I think song and record are pretty much equal.
Unless you're an artist that doesn't write the song. If someone else, then obviously it would be bigger for the songwriter.
Right.
So, anyway. Well, just another quick Grammy history moment was when Viola Davis achieved EGOT status, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony Award. She won a Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration for her memoir, Finding Me. If you have not listened to it, it is really, really good. So, Melissa has more coming up. A lot more about the Grammys, and here she is with the juice.
Let me just clear this up for you a little bit more, Romero. Song of the Year is for a single, a single track going to the songwriter who wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
And the record of the year goes for a single track, but this also goes to the performing artist, producer, I have a frog in my throat, recording engineer and mixer and composition and art. So it's everyone who collaborated on the creation of the record goes to record of the year. Song is just the songwriter.
Okay. That kind of.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
A little bit. Still stupid.
Okay.
They need to name
not
it something.
Not the
songwriter. Really care.
No, I know. Lizzo had an epic night at the Grammy. She took home one of the biggest awards of the night. Record of the year for About Damn Time. But she made even more headlines before the show as Lizzo made it Instagram official with her man, Mike Wright, on Saturday night at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy Gala, posting a series of photos of the two of them with the caption, "Hard launch." Even though Lizzo and Mike have been dating for almost a year, this is the first time that she's actually introduced him to the world on social media. Hip-hop was also celebrated during the Grammys last night with a tribute to honor the genre's 50th anniversary. Questlove organized the performance that included hip-hop icons. No, I'd say no. She was left off. No, she wasn't there either. LL Cool J was there, Public Enemy. Ice-T. Salt-Pepa, Grandmaster Flash, Missy Elliott, into current artists like Lil Baby and Glorilla. I found it interesting that even though both Jay-Z and Dr. Dre were there, they were not included in this, but okay, that's okay. The 13-minute performance is just the beginning, though, for a celebration of hip-hop, as CBS will broadcast a special hip-hop music event in partnership with the Recording Academy later this year. And Chris Brown is probably glad he didn't go to the Grammys, as they haven't been very nice to him in the past. This year is no different. Chris has been nominated for 20 Grammys, has only won one for Best R&B Album for Fame. And last night, he was nominated for Best R&B Album for Breezy, but lost once again. He lost out to Robert Glasper. And in case you're asking who the hell is that, you ain't the only one. As Chris Brown went off on Instagram.
What the f*** is this piece of s***?
Posting, quote, "Bro, who the F is this?" Then posting a screenshot of a Google search of Glasper, which included 4 Grammy wins, then writing, "Who the F is Robert Glasper?" The next slide said, "Gotta get my skills up and start playing the harmonica." And the posts have, of course, since been deleted.
Leroy, come on, break it down. Who is Robert Glasper? Sounds like a lawyer.
He's a great artist.
Call Robert Glasper.
To the point where I'm not even going to sit here and try to explain. If you don't know who he is, then you need to look him up. Chris Brown, you should be ashamed of yourself as an R&B artist to not know who Robert Glasper is. He is a current, very influential artist.
It's great. Name
Shame
a song.
Shame on you. Shame
Name
on you.
Name a song.
Oh, yeah, Black Radio, which was an entire album. Don't get me started because I'm a Robert Glasper fan. He needs to know his stuff. And not only that, he worked with Kendrick Lamar, who did what? What did he win? Rap Album of the Year.
Yep.
Get your stuff together, Chris Brown, and stop making music that's been sounding the same for the last 8 years.
Ooh, there it is. Here's Leroy with sports.
Anyways, the NFL Pro Bowl weekend was a little different, and I enjoyed it, except for the fact that Peyton Manning and his brother Eli were everywhere. The flag football game was okay. The NFC beat the AFC 35-33. The NHL All-Star Weekend was pretty good and different as well. Ultimately, the Central beat the Atlantic 7-5. The Celtics lost to the Suns Friday night 106-94. They've been struggling recently. Hopefully, they can get it together tonight versus the Pistons at 7. And former Celtic Kyrie Irving has been traded from the Nets to the Dallas Mavericks after wanting out of Brooklyn. That's 4 teams in 7 seasons.
Still a piece of garbage.
He might go down as one of the most talented, yet frustrating athletes of all time. And that's just sports.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.